From Charleston, South Carolina, this is the Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA for Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th. I'm Lauren Rico with today's report from the country's premier performing arts festival.
I hereby declare the 35th Spoleto Festival USA has begun.
That's Charleston Mayor Joe Riley kicking off the 35th annual Spoleto Festival USA on Friday afternoon. With a record number of performances this year, some came and went before the confetti cannon stopped echoing through the city's cobbled streets. The Corea Ballet, Spain's only classical ballet company, performed at Friday's opening ceremonies and gave three dazzling performances over the weekend. Frank Dominguez asked Angel Correa, the company's founder, what makes a Spanish ballet company different from others.
I think that's the beauty of each company. When you see a classical company from Russia, you can see the culture of that country through the way the dancers move. I think our companies, it's very specific. Most of the dancers are very young. What I did is that to bring repertoire that it would fit their way of dancing and the way of expressing themselves.
You know, you're supposed to look at it and go, what am I seeing? Oh, it's beautiful and ugly and disturbing.
From pas de deux to dressing in drag. As good an illustration as you can get of the diversity of performance on display at this year's Spoleto Festival. That was performance artist Taylor Mack talking about his eye-catching attire, but he could just as easily be describing his music and monologue-filled show that opened and closed this weekend. Mack explains to Rachel Stewart why he's not content to let audiences passively enjoy his shows.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, all my fellow participants.
I do like to remind people that we're all having a shared experience and that we are in a room together, because so much of our theatrical experiences now are in the last 100 years have, you know, realism has really become the status quo, and it didn't used to be that way. Theater used to be theatrical, you know. So I'm interested in allowing theater to have that again. I like to say there's no such thing as observation without participation in my theater.
For loads of Spoleto interview archives, including longer conversations with Taylor Mack and Angel Correa, plus video of Mack and the Correa Ballet in action, visit spoletofest.org. It's been a busy opening weekend at the 2011 Spoleto Festival, but there's a lot more to come. The Medium, a haunting one-act opera by birthday boy Giancarlo Menotti, opened on Saturday night and has five more performances during the festival. When it came to finding the right conductor for the production, history prevailed.
I have the sort of longest association with Giancarlo of anybody in the festival.
That's Joseph Flummerfelt, who first worked with Menotti back in the early 70s, and was part of the inaugural Spoleto Festival USA in 1977. But Flummerfelt's association with Menotti's The Medium goes back even farther, to a DePaul University student production conducted by Flummerfelt. Rachel Stewart wanted to know how it was different the second time around.
Well, it was 50-odd years ago, so I'm not sure I remember all that much. I mean, I think I probably had a sort of ragtag orchestra, and then maybe a lot of it was with piano. And, you know, some good, nice student solos, but here we have a superb cast and a wonderful orchestra and a brilliant director, John Pascoe, who I'm sure you're going to have a chance to talk with.
People not in the business may not understand how much a conductor and indeed a stage director like myself adjust what is written to make it more theatrically alive. And Joe has adjusted Menotti a lot.
The charming and multi-talented John Pascoe, director of Giancarlo Menotti's The Medium.
I mean, I've done this piece twice with Menotti, so I know the authentic Menotti version, and each time it was very successful. So getting a fresh sound for this piece was doubly exciting for me. I've loved every second of it. And I, at the dress rehearsal yesterday, I was so excited. I just thought, whoa, this is really the stuff.
We've got a video of The Medium in rehearsal, plus much more from the Spoleto artists we've been featuring on our daily dispatches at spoletofest.org. The Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 is a production of Classical Public Radio, a service of WDAV Davidson and Davidson College. It's made possible by contributors to the Listen Live Fund, including Cynthia Tyson and the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund. I'm Lauren Rico. Listen again tomorrow for another Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 from Classical Public Radio.